Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilay. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and now it's the time for the segment Soul Inspirations. The time right now in our studio is 11:10 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 6th of September 2018. Till now we listened to a conversation with Brother Shankar Subramaniam, which came to you as part of the previous segment Morning Glory. And that was first part of the conversation. The second part of the conversation will be played next week. Dear listeners, your feedback, you can send us to listener@radiosai.org. All right, today is 6th of September. Yesterday, 5th of September, was Teachers' Day. And we all thank our teachers everywhere. And dear listeners, the teachers of Research Institute of Higher Learning, this teachers of Swami's educational institution, are very unique. And today, I want to share with you all a small story, an anecdote, which is very applicable for Teachers' Day or for the teachers of Swami's educational institutions. Let me share the story with you and then I will talk. The story goes like this. It seems there was, once upon a time, it seems there was an auction. And many items were displayed for the auction, and there were many people who came for the auction. There were many valuable items, and of the many items, there was one item, a violin. And this violin was a very old violin, very dusty, very squeaky violin, which was kept at one corner of the many valuable items that were placed. And the auction started, the bidding started, people were buying many of those items. And after some time, the time came for this violin to be auctioned. And then the man who was hosting the auction knew that not many will be interested in this old rustic violin. So he took the violin and he just gave a price of some $40 or something. And one man raised his hand and he said $50. And this man who was hosting the auction, he wanted to close the deal immediately because he didn't think that somebody will be interested in his violin. And so he said $50 one, $50 two. And he was about to say three and close the deal. And at that time, one old man gets up, goes to the stage, takes the violin, dusts it, puts it in his shoulder, caresses it, and starts playing a music. He plays a beautiful ethereal music. And suddenly, just a couple of minutes ago, nobody were interested in this old violin. Suddenly, everybody's interest turns to this violin. Everyone are lost in the music that is coming out of the violin, that is being played by this old man. And everybody is interested in his violin. And after a couple of minutes, the old man stops the music, and places the violin back in its place, and he just walks away. Now, everybody is actually lost in the music. Suddenly, they come to the reality. They wake up from the shock or surprise, whatever you call that they were in, and now everybody is interested in this violin, and the auction, the bidding starts from $500, and finally the violin sells for $10,000. Now, dear listeners, what made this violin, which was earlier, which nobody were interested in earlier, which was considered as old and rustic and dusty. What gave value to this violin? It was the touch of that old man. It was the master's touch. That's the difference that a teacher makes in the life of a student. And this is the difference that the teachers of, especially the teachers of Satya Sai educational systems make in the students of, in the life of the, life of a Sai student. Yes, that's because of the inspiration of Swami, inspiration of Swami, who is our eternal guru, who is our eternal master. And to these teachers, dear listeners, I take the opportunity to wish a happy Teacher's Day. In fact, it's a belated greetings, but nevertheless, I take this opportunity to wish all the teachers of Jesus Institute of Higher Learning who have also molded my future a belated happy Teacher's Day. All right, now let's come to the segment, the short segment, Soul Inspirations. In fact, it's already 11:15 and I've got just 15 minutes for this segment, Soul Inspirations. So I'll be playing for you a couple of audios of the video series Uncle Ann's Tales. Yes, dear listeners, have a listen, please. And thank you for staying tuned to this segment, Soul Inspirations. All your comments, suggestions and feedback, you please write them to listener@radioside.org. Have a listen, please.
True ornaments. We should always put our virtues into practice. Once an old lady was asked, "What do you use to keep looking so beautiful, glowing and attractive?"
"I use truth for my lips."
If you always speak the truth or keep silent, you adorn your lips.
"For my voice, goodness and kindness."
"Speak gently and lovingly. Never say anything bad about anyone else."
"For my ears, sympathy."
"Develop the feeling for the situation of the others and help others as much as possible."
"For my hands, charity."
"Giving and helping decorate the hands."
"For my figure, uprightness."
"Show correct and righteous behavior and be upright. Your gait will reflect that. Don't you know the effects of honesty?"
"For my heart, it's only love."
"Spiritual love always creates a bond between unity and peace."
"And for all those who can't easily cope with me, I pray."
To always look beautiful, we need to possess such ornaments which will only shine more with time. Footprints in the sand.
"Coach, why should I always trust God?"
"That's an excellent question, Mike. Leo for sure knows a story for this."
One night, a man had a dream. He was walking along the beach with his Lord. In front of his eyes flashed scenes from his life. He could see in his mind's eye some of the happy moments in his life, like his marriage and begetting his first child, his child coming first in a sports event, the Christmas celebrations. During all those events, he saw that there were two sets of footprints in the sand. Then came the memories, some of the sad and difficult moments in his life, like his hospitalization, fracture to his leg, and the operation he underwent.
then he saw only one set of footprint.
Oh Lord, I had surrendered myself at your lotus feet and you promised to walk with me all the way to protect me and to look after me as your own eyes. But during most troublesome times in my life, I saw only one set of footprints. Why then did you leave me, O Lord, when I needed you most?
My precious child, be sure I love you. The single set of footprints are in fact mine. It was then that I carried you. Know this.
Thank you, Lord.
We should never forget that in our time of adversities, God is not far from us. In fact, He is the closest to us and He cares for us like no one else can. He is always our best well-wisher. The best corn farmer. Mr. Peter was known in his country for producing the best quality corn.
Mr. Peter, every year you win the first prize for the best corn farmer. How do you do it? Please tell us the secret.
Well, I share my seeds with others. It's as simple as that.
How can you do that, Mr. Peter? They too take part in the same trade show. And having your seeds, they create competition for you, don't they?
You know, the wind blows pollen from field to field. If my neighbors have poor quality of corn seeds, then the wind will blow their bad pollen into my field, and as a result, I will also get a low quality of harvest. If I want to have a good harvest, I have to help my neighbors to grow good corn.
That's nice. My grandma also says the same thing.
If one has something good, then one should not keep it to oneself, but share it with others.
If we lead a life with this constant awareness that we are what we are, because somebody somewhere has sacrificed something for us, we would learn to be humble and take every opportunity that comes our way to fill another life with a little more happiness. And this in turn would fill our lives with joy. We are never the loser, definitely. It is a win-win scenario always.
Embodiments of love. As long as you consider that you are the doer, problems will haunt you. Relinquish this feeling of doership and all problems will vanish in a trice. Once Chhatrapati Shivaji faced a crisis.
Maharaj, you seem to be lost in thought. What is it that troubles your mind? Please, disclose to us your worries, and we shall spare no effort to decimate their cause.
To have Vaji Prabhu and Tanaji by the side is like wearing an impregnable armor. I have complete faith in your capabilities, but some kind of despondency overpowers me.
If it is the impudence of the Mughals, we can give them a befitting reply. But if it is our own kingdom, only a skin-deep order prevails, hiding beneath it the embers of chaos.
Even while our external enemies grow stronger, our inner enemies strive to make us weaker. Even as we pride our victories, doom seems not too far off. If I cannot establish the reign of flourishing prosperity and enduring principles, what would I have achieved after all these conquests, Tanaji?
Maharaj, we have no answers to your question. Your predicament baffles us.
Only the Lord can provide the answer. And I hope and pray that He does it now.
Greetings, Raje. Sadhu Maharaj Samartha Ramdas is on his way and he conveys his blessings to you.
Gurudev, you come as a spring of nectar to the parched throat. I seek your counsel, Master. Please salvage me from this whirlpool of despondence.
It is the Lord's wish that He sent me to your doorstep at this hour of despair. Shivaji, tell me, what is the problem?
Master, I have taken upon myself the task of unifying the country. The kingdom, which I built brick by brick, has grown in stature, but has shrunk in morals. All the hard work that I did has only led me to despair.
Nation building is not an easy task, O King. Why are you so anxious about the results? You have done a splendid job so far. And by the grace of Mother Almighty, you shall continue to do so in the future too. Shivaji, a true winner is not overwhelmed by problems. He overcomes them.
Gurudev, my ability and wisdom seem to be too weak to protect me from the enemies within. Each time I draw my sword against my own countrymen, I feel an unbearable anguish gnawing at my soul. Please allow me to rest at your lotus feet, throwing away the burden of this empire. I cannot bear it anymore, Gurudev. I cannot bear it anymore.
I see your problem. It is not within your kingdom. It is within you. You are right, Shivaji. You cannot rule a kingdom this way. Hand over the kingdom to me, and I shall rule it from now on.
Merciful Gurudev, you are truly the Kalpavriksha. You have taken the entire burden off my frail shoulders in a trice. Gurudev will be the ruler of this kingdom from this very moment. And I shall lead the life of a hermit as his humble disciple.
Bereft of the burden of kingship, Shivaji finds solace and joy in leading an ascetic life. 2 days later, Samartha Ramdas brings him back to his palace.
Shivaji, how do you feel now?
I feel so relieved now, Master. Service to your lotus feet has brought me great joy.
So, you are now a disciple committed to obeying my commands. I hereby command you to rule the kingdom as my representative. The kingdom continues to be mine.
Gurudev, I fail to fathom this act of yours. My happiness lies solely in this ochre robe and no more in this golden crown.
Your happiness is neither in the ochre robe nor in the golden crown. It is within you, and you realize it only when you overcome this feeling of I and mine, ahamkara and mamakara. Nothing is your son. Every act of yours bears my signature. Rule your people, not as a king, but as a trustee.
Master, I see the light now. I have no cares now, Gurudev, since both the burden of guilt and the crown of glory belong to you.
My wisdom refuses to understand this logic. Has anything changed?
Perhaps everything has changed. Shivaji Raje rules the kingdom which does not belong to him. Hence, its problems too do not belong to him.
You are right, son. Atmanivedanam is the royal path to victory. May the divine lead you to the ultimate victory. Vijayi Bhava.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.